And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kazakhstan's president authorized security forces on Friday to shoot those to kill participating in unrest, who he called terrorists, opening the door for a dramatic escalation and a crackdown on anti-government protests that have turned violent. The Central Asian nation this week experienced its worst street protests since gaining independence from the Soviet Union 3 decades ago, and dozens have been killed in the unrest. The demonstrations began over a near doubling of prices for a type of vehicle fuel, but quickly spread across the country, reflecting wider discontent with authoritarian rule. In a televised address to Kazakhstan, President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev used harsh rhetoric, referring to those involved in the turmoil as terrorists, bandits, and militants. Amid the growing crackdown, internet and cell phone service has been severely disrupted and sometimes blocked, and several airports closed, including one in Almaty, the country's largest city, making it difficult to get information about what's happening inside the country. The Omicron-driven surge in the U.S. COVID-19 cases has likely not topped out yet, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Friday, as schools, hospitals, and businesses struggle with rising caseloads. Quote, "I don't believe we've seen the peak yet here in the United States," CDC Director Rochelle Walensky told NBC Television. Health officials have urged Americans not to get complacent in the face of the highly transmissible variant, noting that even if it turns out to induce milder disease, the fact that it is more contagious means a higher volume of cases, including more severe ones. This is VOA News. The Taliban's deputy prime minister on Friday urged the global community to offer support to Afghan people without any, quote, political bias, as the country faces a major humanitarian crisis. Quote, "In various places right now, people do not have food, accommodation, warm clothes, or money," Abdul Ghani Baradar said in a video message released by state media. Snow has blanketed most of central and northern Afghanistan in recent days, while flooding has affected parts of the south. Baradar said the weather had worsened the plight of the Afghan people, adding the Taliban were prepared to help with the distribution of international aid across the country. Since the Taliban seized control of Afghanistan in mid-August, billions of dollars in aid and assets have been frozen by the international community. Progress has been made regarding the Iran nuclear talks, although time is running out, France's foreign minister said on Friday. Indirect talks between Iran and the United States on salvaging the 2015 Iran nuclear deal resumed on Monday. Western diplomats have indicated they are hoping to have a breakthrough by the end of January or early February, but sharp differences remain, with the toughest issues still unresolved. Iran refuses to meet directly with U.S. officials, meaning other parties, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, must shuttle between the two sides. South Korea dismissed North Korea's claim to have recently launched a hypersonic missile as an exaggeration on Friday, saying it was a normal ballistic missile that could have been intercepted. The assessment is certain to anger North Korea. South Korea has previously avoided publicly disputing North Korea's weapons test, apparently so as not to aggravate relations. South Korea's defense ministry said it believes North Korea hasn't acquired the technologies needed to launch a hypersonic weapon. It said in a report that what North Korea fired on Wednesday was a type of ballistic missile that was displayed in October during a weapons exhibition in Pyongyang, its capital. It said South Korean and U.S. forces could shoot it down. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been calling for greater unity and improved weapons development in the face of pandemic-related difficulties. He has refused to return to disarmament talks with Washington and Seoul while maintaining tough antivirus restrictions. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.